刚才我们唱的这首诗歌
The hymn we just sang
非常的宝贝
It's so precious
真是说到不单说到圣灵的在我们身上的带领
It truly speaks of not only the leading of the Holy Spirit on our part
也实在是作诗的这位人他里头那个生命的经历
But also it speaks of the inner experience of this hymn writer.
也是我们蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹们里头该有的经历。
And the same experience should also be ours, all of us who have been saved by His grace.
我发现我们第一次唱的时候，大家声音不够大。
And I realized that when we first sang the hymn, our voice wasn't loud enough.
好像还没那么喜乐。
As though we weren't that joyful yet.
第二次唱的时候呢，好像圣灵在里头有些带领。
However, as we sang the hymn the second time, it seems the Holy Spirit was leading in our midst.
大家里头那个喜乐唱出来了。
And our inner joy was actually sung out.
好，我们今天继续交通罗马书第八章。
Let's now continue to fellowship on Romans chapter 8 today.
我们的题目是在罗马书第八章的第六节。
Now, our topic is from Romans 8, verse 6.
我是用第五节的下半段。随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Actually, it's It starts from the latter part of verse 5, those who live according to the Spirit would set their mind on the things of the Spirit.
好，我们开始先读一下罗马书八章的第一节到第二节。
So we'll start off with verse 1 to verse.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律。在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
Romans chapter 8 There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.
第四节到第九节。
And now we will read verse 4 to 9.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Verse 4, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死。体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Verse 6 For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
原来体贴肉体就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢，因为神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he is not his.
十二节到十四节
Verse 12 to verse 14
弟兄们这样看来我们并不是劝肉体的债去 随从肉体活着
Therefore brethren we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh
你们若随从肉体活着 必要死若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行必要活着
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
十四节，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
我们最后请读罗马书第二章。
Lastly, we will read Romans chapter 2.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真格里的也是心里，也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter. His praise is not from man, but from God.
在乎灵，不在乎仪文。
In the spirit, not in the letter.
我们一起祷告，仰望主。
Shall we have some prayer and let's lift our hearts to our God?
主，我们真是把你宝贵的话语在仰望在你面前。
Lord, truly, we simply commit your precious word before you. May your Holy Spirit quicken all these words in our hearts.
好让早晨这一段的时间，我们聚集在你面前的时候蒙着恩典。
So that it's during this time of morning that as we are gathered before you, we will all receive your grace.
因着你的同在，圣灵把这些话亲自解释在我们里头。
And because of your presence, the Holy Spirit Himself will explain all these words to us.
好让我们所有来到你面前的都蒙着这个祝福。
So that all of us who come before you could be blessed.
都得着亮光。
Could all receive this light.
得着供应。
To be provided for.
得从天上来的粮食。
To receive this heavenly provision.
我们把下面时间恭敬仰望等候在你面前。
In reverence, we just commit the following time and into your hand. We simply hope in you.
我们祷告是靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
上一次我们交通到随从圣灵的人。
Last time we shared on he who follows the Holy Spirit.
我们说到基督徒有大致上我们说有两种的光景。
And basically we could classify Christians in these two categories.
很多时候我们信主以后呢，我们就在罗马书第六章，我们受尽蒙恩得救，受尽归入主以后。
Many times we stay in the condition of chapter 6 after we received his grace, we are baptized.
有时候呢，我们就停在这个阶段。
However, we often stall at this stage.
或者说我们徘徊在这个阶段。
Or to say that we simply linger in that stage.
我们感谢赞美主，我们蒙了恩典。
We do thank and praise our Lord that we have received his grace.
是我们重生得救了。
Indeed, we are born again.
但神需要我们继续往前走。
However, God demands us to move forward.
那我们说到还有一种光景呢，我们就从罗马六章呢，我们一下子我们就进入了十二章。
Now there is another Christian condition which jumps from chapter 6 to chapter 12.
我们就进入那个侍奉。
Right away, we enter into services.
我们进入了那个基督徒的生活。
Into Christian life.
我们感觉。当我们这样越过去的时候
，And we feel that as we step forward to chapter 12,
是否很多时候我们觉得是一种外面的生活
？It seems that our Christian living is outward living.
很多时候我们常常觉得我们行不出来
，And we often have this feeling we cannot really live out Christian life.
很多时候我们觉得好像我们又掉在罗马七章的光景里头。
And very soon we seem to sink back into the state of chapter 7.
我们愿意行善，但是我们做不出来。
It is with us to do good, however, we cannot carry it out.
所以好像感觉罗马书八章啊，好像一个桥梁。
So here, Romans 8 seems to be this very bridge.
好像使徒保罗把它放在这一卷书的中间哈。
As though Apostle Paul deliberately places this chapter in the whole Romans.
要把我们一个蒙恩得救的人。
So that all of us who have been saved by grace.
因着接受了、相信了、得着了福音真理的人。
And all of us who have received, have gained this truth of the gospel.
要带到圣灵的里头。
To he seems to bring us into the Holy Spirit.
借助圣灵的内住。
And through the indwelling Holy Spirit.
借助圣灵的带领。
And through the leading of the Holy Spirit.
借助圣灵的引导。
Through the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
我们进入十二章以后的生活。
We are able to enter into the life in chapter 12.
实际上，我们最近查的《使徒行传》，我们也看见使徒们那个经历。
Actually, as recently we have been studying Acts, we can witness all the disciples' experiences.
圣灵降下来。
After the Holy Spirit came down,
他们得着能力。
These disciples received strength.
他们能够出去做见证。
Therefore, they were able to go out to bear witness.
成为耶稣基督见证的精兵。
And they were able to become the soldiers of Jesus Christ's testimony.
那我们回过头看五旬节前面的时候呢？
But as we come back to consider the conditions before the Pentecost,
他们跟随耶稣基督三年多的时间。
Although they have been following the Lord Jesus for three and a half years,
但似乎他们还是在肉身里头认识这位主。
But it seems that they still could only understand their Lord in the flesh.
所以我就感觉好像我们蒙恩得救以后。
So I really feel after we have been saved by His grace.
有时候我们光景也是这样。
This is exactly where our conditions are.
所以我想罗马八章实在是太丰富了。
Therefore, Romans 8 is so rich.
那我们今天只能再回顾一下随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事这个主题。
So it warrants the review again on the person who walked according to the Spirit.
我想因着第八章的这样的生活这样的经历。
And because of the experiences and the life spelled out in Romans 8,
我们才有可能把我们六章以前所接受的这些真理。
Because of what's said in chapter 8, it enables us to actually work out with all the truths which have been summed up in chapter 6.
在我们以后的生活里头。
And also in our later Christian life,
在我们往后的侍奉的里头，
or in all the services to come,
让这些的真理转化为成为我们生活的实际。
Chapter 8 transforms all the truth into our the reality of Christian living.
换句话说，成为那个属灵的实际。
To put in another word, the truth has now become spiritual reality.
就让我们所蒙召的恩与我们的生活相称。
So that the grace we have received is in accordance with our calling.
换句话说，我们才有可能过一个正常基督徒的生活。
Only through chapter 8 is it possible for us to live a normal Christian life.
好，第一点，我们说到我们交通随同圣灵的人，体贴圣灵的事。
Now we mentioned that he who walks according to the Spirit and he who sets his mind on the things of Spirit.
今天第二个点我们要讲的就是行在圣灵引导的路上。
Today we will be emphasizing on how to walk in the leading of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们说随从圣灵的人是上次也交通到了。
As we mentioned, shared.In our last session about the person, this very person who walks according to the Spirit.
那么什么叫体贴圣灵的事呢？
Then today we will ask, what does it mean to set your mind on the things of the Spirit?
体贴这个事呢，英文也可以说，他也讲到思念了，挂念了。
It means to consider, to meditate on.
那我觉得中文其实翻的也非常好啊。
But I think this is the English translation, but Chinese translation is very good too.
体贴。
It says to be empathetic, to be considerate.
首先是一个随从圣灵的人。
First, we have this person who walks according to the, who sets his mind on the Holy Spirit.
这样的一个人，他才会去体贴圣灵的事。
And also, It should start with the person who first walks according to the Holy Spirit, and then the second, he's able to set his mind on the Holy Spirit.
中文这个体贴实在很有意义啊。
And the Chinese translation of being empathetic actually carries a lot of meaning.
非常的细腻。
Because it is very delicate, very detailed.
非常的一种关注。
And it shows a certain level of concern.
比方我们现在打个比方。
For example,
Jason 现在很体贴 Mary.
Jason is very considerate toward Mary.
这个体贴的意思我们就明白了。
And now we can understand what it means to set your mind on something.
它里面包含有一种爱在里头，是不是？
Because it includes this love within it.
它一种全新的一种关注。
It's a wholehearted caring.
我们现在在座的当中，就他们两位是最 ，Jason 是最关注他的时候了。
I suppose all of us sitting here, Jason should be the person who really shows the most care toward his object of care.
好，我想体贴哈。
Now, being setting your mind on.
它的细腻就说到那种高油的那种味道。
The tenderness, the delicacy actually speaks of the very flavor of the.Anointing.
因为圣灵的本身是很细腻的。
Because the Holy Spirit Himself is always very delicate.
很柔细的。
Very tender.
但我们这个天然的人是很粗犷的。
Of course, we as natural man, we are very obtuse.
所以我们是的，我们有圣灵浇灌下来。
Yes, now we do have the Holy Spirit.
我们都有圣灵内住在我们里头。
And we all have this indwelling Holy Spirit.
我们是应该是一个随从圣灵的人。
So supposedly we should be people who walk according to the Holy Spirit.
但有时候我们是不是随从圣灵，还有有时候我们是不是能够去体贴圣灵的事呢？
But whether you're able to set your mind on the things of the Holy Spirit or whether you're able to walk according to the Holy Spirit.
确实是我们一生的学习。
This requires a lifetime learning.
好，我们说我们怎样知道是圣灵在带领我们、引导我们，我们才谈得上随从，对不对？
Now first we have to know how the Holy Spirit leads us, guides us. Then we can talk about how to follow Him.
我们现在开车的人都有一个 GPS, 一个导航的系统，卫星导航系统。
Now all drivers pretty much have a GPS in their cars nowadays.
你要从一个地方到另外一个地方，你只要把这个位置设定进去，它就带你到那个正确的地点。
If you want to go to one place to another, just punch in the location and it will take you to your destination.
但是它常常也会犯错。
However, a lot of times GPS are wrong.
如果你不把它最新的资料地图输进去的话，它就带着你团团转。
If you do not punch in the latest information into the GPS, and it's gonna take you on a roundabout way.
在旧约的时候，以色列人在旷野。
Now in Old Testament, as Israelites wandered in the wilderness,
神有云柱火柱引领他们。
God led them through the pillars of fire and the cloud.
所以他们在旷野的绕行，完全是由神的带领。
So even though they went down a roundabout way in the wilderness, but it is because of the leading of the Lord.
该起行，该安营，都有云柱火柱引领。
Whether they should set out on the journey or whether they should encamp, it's all following the Lord's leading through the pillar fire and cloud.
我们感谢主，今天我们有这位属天的卫星导航系统。
And we really give thanks to God. Today we have this heavenly GPS with us.
他永远不会错。
He will never be wrong.
他能够完完全全、百分之百负责任地把我们带到神要我们去的那个目标。
The Holy Spirit will take us to the place where God wants us to go 100% completely.
但我们怎样知道呢？
But how do we know all this?
我们需要神开启我们。
We need God to enlighten us.
我们需要启示。
And we need revelation.
启示就是把解开了。
Revelation simply means to reveal, to open.
遮盖住的解开了。
One that which is covered now is being opened, revealed.
我们还需要光。
And also we need light.
如果这间屋子里头没有光，我们就看不见。
Because if this room is dark, we can see nothing.
我们还需要睁开我们的眼睛。
In addition, we also need to open our eyes.
如果我们里头的眼睛没有打开，我们看不见这个情况。
If our inner eyes are not open, we still cannot see clearly.
好，我们来交通几个点哈。如果怎么样叫做，或者说我们的根基随从圣灵，体贴圣灵，这个根基在哪里？
Now we'd like to share a few points on the very foundation of following the Holy Spirit and setting our mind on the Holy Spirit.
主怜悯，弟兄姊妹原谅，我只能想到的一些点，在这里略略交通一下。
May the Lord be merciful to me because these points are all those I can come up with.
我们自己实在很多是残缺不全的。
Because we ourselves are always fragmented.Incomplete before him.
好，第一个点就是说，我们要在灵里头读主的话。
Now the first point is we need to study His word in the spirit.
我想这方面我们再怎么说都不嫌多了。
I believe that no matter how many times we emphasize on this point, it will never be too much.
特别是我们年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially our young brothers and sisters.
在你们起头走这条基督徒道路的时候。
At the very beginning of your spiritual journey.
你们记住主的话永远是你们的根基。
Remember, the Lord's word is forever your foundation.
主的话是我们属灵生命我们生活的那个供应。
The Lord's word is our very provision of spiritual life.
是我们奔走这条属天道路的那个指南。
It is also the very guidepost of our spiritual pilgrimage.
所以圣经上他说是我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。
Therefore, the Bible teaches that His word is the light unto the road and the lamp unto my feet.
当我们熟悉主的话，当我们在灵里头读主的话。
After we are vested in the Lord's word, after we study His word in the Holy Spirit.
在我们生活当中，我们侍奉当中，或者各样遇到难处的时候。
In our living, in our services, in during the time when we encounter problems,
圣灵就有可能把我们所熟悉的话，主的话，来引导我们，来教导我们，来开启我们。
Holy Spirit is going to lead us, instruct us, and teach us with the words we are familiar with.
来指引我们走当行的路。
To guide us onto the way we're supposed to go.
我每次站在这里跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候
Every time as I stand here to fellowship with you all
我常常有一个感觉
I often have this feeling
就是书到用时方恨少
That is that That's why we Chinese saying that whenever we really need to use the word And then we realize that we really haven't read enough books yet
这是真实的光景。
And this is my true condition.
我们巴不得我们真是更多的花时间在主的话上来学习。
If only we could all spend more time to learn from the Lord's word.
在圣灵里头来引导来读主的话。
And in the leading of the Holy Spirit, we will come to study to read His word.
第二点，我常常觉得不配。
The second point is I always feel I'm so unworthy.
为什么
？Why？
我们的在主的话上学的少，第二我们经历太少。
First is because we haven't really mastered the word of the Lord, and also we have so few experiences.
对这位何等丰盛丰富的主，我们知道太少。
We really know so little of this Lord. He's so rich and so abundant.
个人的生活侍奉经历实在太少。
Our personal experiences, our personal services, our personal living, all come up short.
所以主怜悯我们，趁着我们还有年日的时候，我们多多来读主的话。
So may the Lord command His mercy to all of us. While we still have days and years, we will strive to learn His word.
多多聚在主的面前，在各样的聚会里头，一同来读主的话。
Now, in all kinds of meetings, we should assemble ourselves more and more to in the presence of Him.
好，第二个点，我们说要在灵里头，我们学习交通主的话。
Now, the second thing is to fellowship in the word of the Lord in His Spirit.
我们在交通的里头，在跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候，我们真是要学习怎样随从圣灵的那个带领。
During our fellowship, as we're with our brothers and sisters, we really have to learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
什么时候我圣灵引导我开口交通？
Whenever the Holy Spirit leads me to open my mouth to share,
我该说多少时间？
And how much time should I take in my sharing?
什么时候我应该安静地听弟兄姊妹的交通？
Why should I simply be quiet and to listen to other brothers and sisters' fellowship?
真是每日的学习哈。
This should be our daily learning lesson.
这个学习让我们不随意发表自己的那种感觉。
This kind of learning would tell us not to simply share our feelings, you know, without any restraint.
我讲的感觉就是说，是我们里头好像觉得是一种思想的发表啊，或者说我们觉得这不是圣灵的一种引导。
What I mean is sometimes. The thought of our mind is not from the leading of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，我们就说不随着己意，我们来发表。
To put in another way, we shall not express ourselves according to our own will.
这样的学习让我们这个不随从这个肉体。
If we have this kind of learning, then we will not follow our flesh.
在这样的学习里头，我们就不体贴这个肉体。
In this kind of learning, we will not set our mind on the flesh.
因为我们这个人天然有各种各样的性情性格。
Because our natural man has all kinds of characters and temperament.
我们有的人是很喜欢发表。
Some people simply like to express themselves.
很喜欢讲话的哈。
They simply love to talk.
那有的人呢很沉默。
And others are relatively quiet.
我们两种的情形，我们都需要来到神的面前，来求圣灵来帮助我们，引导我们。
With these two kinds of temperaments, we all need to come before God and ask Him for help to lead us in sharing.
我们在跟弟兄姊妹一同来读主的话、交通的时候
，As we come together to study God's word and to fellowship with one another.
我们学习不是我们的思想碰思想。
We have to learn this lesson that it's not our thoughts encountering our thoughts.
我们学习先进入圣经里头的思想。
We have to first enter into the thoughts of the Bible.
然后我们再从圣经里头的思想再进入圣经里头那个灵。
And then starting from the thoughts of the Bible, we enter into the spirit of the Bible.
我想在这样的学习里头圣灵会把我们带进一个活的机会的光景当中。
And I believe if we're all in this kind of condition, then Holy Spirit will lead us into this living fellowship.
圣灵也会把我们这个人带到一个活的光景里头。
The Holy Spirit will also lead us individually into this living state.
我想弟兄姊妹都常有这样的经历和体会。
I believe brothers and sisters, you all have this kind of understanding, this kind of experiences.
有时候你参加了一个聚会，一个家庭聚会，回去以后一路你真是很高兴。
Sometimes when you go to a meeting, be it a family meeting or any other kind of meeting, on your way home, you are so joyful.
Yeah, 里头那个喜乐说不出来的。
You simply cannot utter that kind of inner joy.
那这个机会就是被一个活的机会把你带起来。
Then we would say this is a living fellowship which has quickened you.
好，第三个点我们说到在圣灵里头的祷告。
Now the third point is pray in the Spirit.
罗马书八章二十六节，这里保罗也说到，他说
Romans 8:26,
他说况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助我们，啊，有圣灵帮助我们，本不晓得当怎样祷告。
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But
只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 26.
好，我们都知道祷告的重要。
We all know the importance of prayers.
特别早晨了。
Especially the morning prayers.
上个主日我们弟兄交通了晨祷。
As our brother shared on morning prayers last week.
我想这实在是我们基督徒生活当中非常重要的一个生活方面。
I believe this is such a crucial aspect of our Christian living.
每早晨我们都应该来到神的面前。
Every morning we should come before the presence of God.
那实在是非常宝贵的一段时间。
This is such a precious period of time.
你有祷告或者有读经。
You might have prayers and also Bible reading.
当然弟兄姊妹的时间个人有个人的安排了。
Of course, each brother and sister has his or her own arrangement of time.
像弟兄的例子，他可以在车上有一个小时，感谢主，那他个人的一种神的他的安排。
Now, like our brother who said he had 1 hour riding in a bus, to study to fellowship with God, we thank the Lord for this is the kind of arrangement the Lord has given him.
有机会在家的，那你多一些时间可以多亲近主。
And those of you who stay at home probably have even more time to draw near to our God.
我们中国人说一天之计在于晨，是不是？
We Chinese say that the very most critical point is starts in the morning.
大卫为什么说他是合神心意的人呢？
And why is David called one who goes after the heart of God?
因为他是凡事都来到神面前祷告。
Because David bring all things before God to pray.
不管在什么样的环境里头。
Regardless of the circumstances he might face.
所以我们应该常常来到神的面前祷告。
Therefore, we often need to come before God to pray.
好，但是有些时候我们觉得我们是有祷告啊。
Then again, a lot of times we feel, yes, we do pray.
但是我们祷告来祷告去觉得很空洞啊。
But a lot of times we feel so empty, no matter how we pray.
好像神也没答应祷告。
Because God has never answered our prayers.
好像我们的祷告也没什么效果。
And it seems that our prayers are not effective anyway.
实在有时候我们也很难分别说我的祷告里头到底有圣灵的祷告呢，还是我自己祷告。
Indeed, it's hard to differentiate our prayers, whether it's in ourselves or they are in the Holy Spirit.
我想这也是我们的学习哈。
Of course, this is also a lesson for us to learn.
除非真是有这个圣灵的祷告加进来带领我们祷告。
Unless the Holy Spirit actually joins us to pray,
我们的祷告才会真的有效力。
Then our prayer will never be effective.
我们以为说香呢是代表神儿女的祷告。
We say that incense represents the prayers of God's children.
所以以前我们常用启示录第五章第八节那个下半段的话呢作为根据。
Therefore, for this saying, we will recite Revelation 5:8, the latter part of it, as the biblical proof.
属灵的有个前辈呢，他觉得英文呢，英文比较清楚了，我们中文没有翻好。他说应该这么翻哈。
And one brother who is advanced in the Lord says that the English translation is better than Chinese.
五章第八节的下半部分，他说各拿着琴，应该这样翻哈。他说各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这些盛满了香的金炉就是众圣徒的祈祷。
Revelation 5:8, the latter part, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
我想你们的英文比较清楚一点。
English translation seems to be more clear.
这里他说众圣徒的祈祷是什么？
Here we read, what are the prayers of all the saints?
是金炉。
Actually, it's the golden censer.
是里面盛满了香的金炉。
It's the golden censer in which there are full of incense.
好，香是什么呢？
Then we ask, what is incense?
香是圣灵在圣徒里头的祷告。
Incense is actually the prayer of the Holy Spirit in the saints.
好，我们说金炉是众圣徒的祈祷，香呢是加在金炉里面的。
So we say golden censer is the prayer of all the saints, and the incense is now being put into the prayer of the saints.
香是加入在圣徒里的祷告里面的。
So this incense is added into the prayer of the saints.
另外一个地方呢，在雅各书的五章十七节。
Another reference, James 5:17.
那里说到呢，他说，以利亚与我们一样性情的人，以利亚与我们是一样性情的人，他恳求祷告，求不下雨，雨就三年零六月不下在地上。
Elijah 5:17. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for three years and 6 months.
好，恳切祷告这个字呢，中文翻恳切祷告。
Now to pray earnestly.
好，那个达比呢，把它翻为用祷告来祷告。
In Darby's translation, it says that to pray with prayers.
Yeah, prayed with prayer. 用祷告来祷告。
That means you pray with prayers.
那有些弟兄们都比较同意这个点。
And a lot of brothers are, they all agree on this point.
所以换句话说，以利亚这个祷告里面还有一个特别的一份祷告加进来。
It tells that in the prayer of Elijah, another prayer has been added to it.
那这特别的一份是哪里来的？
Then where does this prayer being added to his prayer come from?
这份是从神的宝座出来的。
That prayer comes from God's throne.
因为唯独神自己的那个呼声可以关闭开关这个天诸天。
Because God is the one he can to close or open all the heavens.
只有神的呼声可以叫天下雨或者不下雨。
It's all because of God's calling to decide whether the rain it should rain or should not.
所以这是让我们看见在圣灵里的祷告。
So here we have some understanding of praying in the Holy Spirit.
或者换句话说，圣灵在我们里面祷告的那个意义。
In another word, we should understand what it means that the Holy Spirit actually pray within us.
八章二十六节，他说圣灵用说不出的叹息代求。
Now we're back to Romans 8:26, that the Holy Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
今天圣灵在他的教会，在基督身体里头恳求代祷。
Today, the Holy Spirit in the Lord's church, in His body, He prays and He intercedes.
弟兄姊妹，不知道有没有感，有时候我们里头也有一种的说不出的一种叹息。
Brothers and sisters, do you also sometimes have this kind of feeling? We have this kind of groaning which cannot be uttered.
说不出一种呼声。
Some kind of crying out which cannot be expressed.
如果你这样在进到这样的祷告里头，
If you enter into this kind of prayer,
我想这样的祷告，这样的叹息是最有效力的。
With this kind of groaning, with this kind of crying out, I believe that should be the most effective, powerful prayer.
我想这就是以利亚那特别的一份加进我们的祷告里头。
This is what we read in James that in Elijah's prayer, there is another prayer now is being added onto your prayer.
好，我们现在交通第二个点，行在圣灵引导的路上。
Now we're fellowship on the second point is to walk in the leading of the Holy Spirit.
罗马八章六节说，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
In Romans 6, we read that to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
这个死的意思跟我们最近读在启示录第二章讲到第三章讲到撒迪教会的那个死啊，是同一个意思。
This death is the same as the death mentioned in Revelation 2 about the death in the church of Sardis.
撒迪主在那里说他是明活的，实际上已经亡了，已经死了。
Now there the Lord says Sardis is by name alive, but actually.Dead.
我们说的名存实亡。
This is what we say that the reality is dead. It's just nominally it is alive.
死就是没有生气哈，死气沉沉，衰微。
it tells us that it's fading away, it's listless, it's without any energy, no livelihood.
或者外面有很多肉体的活动，但是里头是死的。
Outwardly, you have so many activities from the flesh, but inwardly it's death.
活就是在生命里头有平安。
Living means that you have peace in your life.
是神所喜悦的，是神的灵所引导的。
Which is acceptable to God, which is being led by the Holy Spirit.
所以神在撒迪教会里头，他要借着七灵跟七心来恢复他们。
Therefore, in the church of Sardis, God had to restore these things through his seven spirits and seven lamps.
那简要的说，七灵我们说到是圣灵工作的那个能力，圣灵的能力。
Seven spirits speaks of the power of the work of the Holy Spirit.
那七星代表那个属天的、属灵的亮光。
Seven stars represent the heavenly light inside.
我们也可以说是圣灵所启示的光啊。
We could also say this is the light of the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
能够让七灵七星，能够让撒迪的教会，让他们看见，让他们警醒，让他们得坚固。
So the seven spirits and seven lamps enable the church as Sardis to see and to be watchful.
好，我们要问，
established.
我们要问关乎这些属天的启示，关乎神的旨意、神的计划。
Now regarding this heavenly revelation.Heavenly purpose and God's vision.
关乎主的自己，关乎主的工作。
Regarding the Lord Himself, regarding His work.
关乎看见主的教会，看见基督的身体的需要。
Regarding seeing the needs of the church, the body of Christ.
我们要问，如果我们没有看见怎么办？有人没有看见怎么办？
Regarding all these issues, we would like to ask, what if somebody just does not see them?
确实，我们不少的基督徒是没有看见。
Indeed, so many of the Christians haven't seen them yet.
我们可能只有一个答案。
Maybe we could only have this answer to this question.
只有真理的圣灵是我们的答案。
That is, the only answer is the Spirit of Truth.
只有他住在我们里头，可以随时帮助我们。
Only when the Spirit of the Truth indwells us and helps us all the time.
他知道我们的需要。
Because he knows our needs.
我们记得使徒约翰告诉我们，当门徒们在很大的困惑里头。
Apostle John tells us that when all the disciples are in great hardship.
所以耶稣就告诉很明确的告诉门徒们，圣灵要降下，要降临。
And they are so puzzled, but the Lord Jesus told them clearly that the Holy Spirit would come.
要为他做见证。
And they will bear witness of him.
并且要引导他们进入一切的真理。
Also, the Holy Spirit will lead them into all the truth.
所以我们说，无论是这些属灵事物的起头那个启示。
Whether this revelation of the very origin of all the spiritual matters,
或者属灵事物的一些具体的那些经历
or the tangible experiences of all the spiritual matters,
一面我们说到启示
on the one hand we talk about the revelation,
一面说到我们具体的那个操练经历上的操练
on the other hand we talk about this exercise, this tangible experience of this revelation.
我们都要靠着这位圣灵来帮助来扶持我们。
Any aspect of what we just said needs the Holy Spirit to help us to sustain us on these.
我们说过，唯有靠着圣灵的启示，我们才能够看见那个实际。
So we should say that it is only through the revelation of the Holy Spirit that we could see the reality.
也唯有借着圣灵的那个训练、操练，我们才能够进入那个实际的里头。
It is also through the Holy Spirit's training.Through his exercise in us, that we can actually mature into the spiritual truth.
如果我们说启示打开了我们的这个进入这条路的门
if we say that revelation actually opens the door through which we could enter into,
那么操练呢是让我们能够走在这条挡进的这条路上
Exercise enables us to walk in this progressive way.
前面启示是一个基础
Revelation serves as the foundation.
开了这条长进的门。
It actually opens this very door for our spiritual progression.
后面的操练。
The exercise that comes after.
是在这个基础上的建造。
Is the building up on this very foundation of revelation.
我们说没有圣灵的启示，我们没有办法起步。
Therefore, we could say that without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we could not even take the first step.
但是缺少圣灵的教导，我们也没有办法成就神的那个托付。
But without the teaching of the Holy Spirit, we could not fulfill the commitment of the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，能够完成成就神在我们每个人身上的旨意。
In other words, for us to be able to complete to fulfill God's purpose in us.
所以圣灵在这两方面的工作都是一样的重要。
Needs of the Holy Spirit's two aspects of His work.
昨天我们在弟兄交通在这个以弗所书的时候。
Now yesterday, as our brother son shared on Ephesians.
他说到在第一章以弗所的第一章到第四章的十六节。
He says that from Ephesians chapter 1 to 4:16.
那个部分是关乎真理的启示。
神
永远的旨意。
The whole section concerns the revelation of God's eternal purpose.
那么四章十七节以后呢
？After 4:17.
是关乎我们的生活。
Concerns our Christian living.
所以真理的启示起手。
Therefore, it all starts with the revelation of this truth.
那后面的生活的操练经历
and all the exercise and all the experiences in our living,
两者都是平衡的
comes next and they are balanced.
不能够不偏不倚的，不能够偏在哪一边去了。
They are inseparable, and you should never emphasize one at the disposal of the other.
也唯有这样才能够建立基督的身体。
It is only through this way, the body of Christ, God's church, could be established.
好，我们如果说我们愿意接受圣灵的训练。
Now, if we do say that we are willing to accept the training of the Holy Spirit,
愿意接受圣灵的管教
and willing to receive His chastening,
我们说到我们的启示也需要训练来完成。
As I just mentioned that our revelation needs to be completed with this training.
好，下一个问题就是很多时候我们愿意接受圣灵的带领吗？
Now, say we are willing to receive the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意接受圣灵所安排的各样的环境。
We are willing to accept all kinds of circumstances that the Holy Spirit has orchestrated.
因为如果我们愿意接受，他把我们带进那个真实的里头。
Because it is only when we are willing that He will lead us into all kinds of situations.
如果我们拒绝圣灵这个带领，我们就失去了他在我们身上工作那个机会。
If we refuse the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we would lose this opportunity where the Holy Spirit could work in us.
神每天在寻找各样的机会来栽培我们，扩充我们。
Daily, our Lord is actually looking for the circumstances through which He could cultivate us to refine us.
所以使徒保罗说，万事都互相效力。
And this is why Apostle Paul says, all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For good, all things work together for good to those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
Those who are called according to His purpose.
如果我们碰见难处，我们就逃避，我们就绕道而行的话。
Now, if we ever encounter a hardship, and then we just want to take a roundabout shortcut,
我们就失去了圣灵要训练我们那个宝贵的机会。
Then we lose that very precious opportunity through which the Holy Spirit can actually train us.
我们唱诗的时候，大家都知道。
In one of him.
橄榄压成渣才能够变成油。
It says only when the olive is pressed could it become wine.
葡萄要如榨酒榨才能够变成酒。
And only when the grapes are thrown into the vine vat
如果我们不愿意被压碎，
if we're not willing to be pressed，
被踩在酒榨里头，
to be trampled in the wine press，
主只好等待我们，
and the Lord could only wait for us，
但是我们的年日就虚耗了，
then we're simply wasting away all our days and years，
我们的年日就虚度了，
we simply idle meddle through our years。
趁着主还留存留我们在地上的日子，
while the Lord allows us to remain on earth，
我们真是要宝贝每一次主在我们身上要做那个工作，
we really have to treasure the work every time the Lord wants to work in us。
我们知道说说是容易，
we know it's so easy to talk about all this，
我们能够接受是不容易的，
but it's not easy to actually receive this from the Holy Spirit。
但是我们多次说过这是唯一的路，
but we mentioned this before time again， this is the only way，
这是主所走的路，
because it is the very way that our Lord walked on，
这是他的门徒必须要走的路，
and this is also the must be way that his disciples had treaded on，
这是叫蒙福的路。
At the same time, this is such a blessed way.
是进入荣耀的路。
The very way to enter into glory.
所以我们盼望我们真是能够顺服在主的面前。
So we really wish that we could all subject ourselves before God.
很多时候我觉得更往前去，更有时候我们更顽固哈。
Sometimes we are so stubborn.
我们还不像橄榄，不像葡萄。
We are not even like olives. We're not even like grapes.
像那个核桃。
We are pretty much like walnuts.
好，你知道那个外壳非常坚固的。
You know they have so of such hard shells.
所以主人在我们身上无从下手。
Therefore, the Lord simply has no way to work in us.
这是不是今天我们很多地上基督徒光景？
Isn't it pretty much the condition of many Christians on earth today?
很可惜，
quite a shame, brothers and sisters.
主人只好把你放在一边了。
Your Lord could only put you aside.
主人非常爱我们啊。
The Lord loves us so much, our Master does.
主人是用重价血，他的血买赎我们的。
Because the Lord, our Master, has bought us with a great price with his precious blood.
他实在不愿意把我们放在一边了。
He's really not willing to put us aside.
但是我们不顺服，主没有办法。
But because of our rebellion, we are not obedient, so the Lord cannot do anything.
是的，很多时候我们真的不知道十字架，
yes.
自己的十字架。
Many times we do not know what our cross is.
哪里是我的十字架？
Where is my cross?
我们的天然人的本性是不愿意接受的。
Our natural man, the nature just does not want to accept this way of cross.
我们的主对父的祷告说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Our Lord prayed to his heavenly Father saying, not according to my will, but according to your will.
这句话是主耶稣在地上一生的一个写照，生命的写照，生活的写照。
This is a very snapshot of the Lord's earthly experiences in his life.
他的一生就听从父，顺从父的旨意。
All throughout all his life, he simply listened to the Father, obeyed his will.
以至于死，却死在十字架上。
Even unto death and the death of the cross.
所以我们的神将他升为至高。
Therefore, our Lord highly exalted him.
我们看到以色列人在旷野时候。
And also, as we consider all Israel's lives in the wilderness.
当他们仰望铜蛇的时候呢，就得到了医治。
When they lifted their eyes onto the bronze serpent, then they were healed.
铜代表了审判。
The bronze represents righteous judgment.
蛇呢，我们代表。是很丑陋的。
And the serpent is ugly.
代表一个咒诅，是人所不喜欢的。
The one that's cursed, nobody likes it.
但是很奇妙，当人仰望他的时候，就得着医治。
But amazingly, when a person lifts up his eyes onto the serpent, that he's healed.
同样隔个他的十字架没有人喜欢他。
Now, likewise, the cross on the Golgotha, nobody likes.
因为他是定罪人的地方。
Because that's the place where you are condemned.
因为他是羞辱人的地方。
That's the place where you are put to shame.
他是把己把人钉死的地方。
That's the place man crucifies himself and flesh.
感谢主，当人仰望他。
But we thank the Lord when man looks unto him.
当人相信这个十字架的救恩。
When a man believes in the work of the cross,
人就得着永生。
This man receives this everlasting life.
十字架在人看是愚拙的。
Yes, the cross to man is foolish.
却是神的智慧。
But the cross is the wisdom of God.
使徒说，属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事。
The apostle says that he who is fleshly cannot understand the things of the spirit.
反以为愚拙。
And they believe this is foolish.
并且不能知道。
They do not understand it.
但我们被神所引导的，就是神，神的灵所引导的，就是神的儿子。
But all of us who are led by the Spirit of God, all of us who are the sons of God.
凡愿意舍己跟从主。背起他的十字架跟随主的。
All of us who are willing to deny ourselves to take up the cross to follow the Lord.
就得着生命，而且走在这条生命的路上。
We will receive life, and also we walk in the way of life.
今天一生可以走在这条生命的路上。
Today, throughout all lifetime, we will walk in this path.
十字架的诗歌我们都会唱。
We could all sing all the hymns about the cross.
十字架的道理我们也听，会讲会听。
And we also have heard the messages of the cross. We could even talk about them.
但十字架是道路。
But the cross is a way.
十字架道路是圣灵要引导我们去走的道路。
And the way of the cross is the very way that the Holy Spirit will lead us to walk in.
是每一个愿意随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵是的跟走的道路。
This is the very way for everyone who walks according to the Holy Spirit and who sets his mind on the things of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵这样的带领能够让我们里面的这个人刚强起来。
And also through the leading of the Holy Spirit, our inner man will be strengthened with might.
让我们的外面的这个人被去绝。
And our outward man could be cast off.
圣灵要带领我们去到那个神荣耀的那个目标。
Holy Spirit will lead us all the way to the glorious goal that the Lord has for us.
如果弟兄姊妹，我们愿意把自己放在圣灵的手中。
If only all of us, brothers and sisters, are willing to commit ourselves to the hand of our God.
圣灵会完完全全的把我们负责任的把我们带进那个目标上去。
The Holy Spirit will take the full responsibility and to lead us to the destination where Father wants us to go.
带进神那个荣耀丰满的旨意里头。
Into that abundant, rich, glorious purpose of God.
有一天我们要进入那个新耶路撒冷那个丰满荣耀。
And one day we will enter into the fullness of the New Jerusalem.
因为在圣城的里头，没有一块天然的金子不是经过火炉炼出来、炼净的。
Because in the holy, holy Jerusalem, there is none gold that is not come out from the very refinement of gold in a furnace.
圣城里面的没有一块宝石不是经过火的试炼的。
And none of the precious stones in the Holy Spirit, in Jerusalem, does not come from.The trial of the fire.
圣城里面没有一颗珍珠不是经过痛苦而来得来的。
Not even one pearl that does not come from the pain and anguish.
所以求主恩待我们，愿我们把我们自己交在神那个稳妥的手中。
So may the Lord be gracious to us all that we will be willing to commit us into His steadfast hands.
让他旨意安排我们有限的这个年日。
According to His will, allow Him to engineer our life, our limited life on earth.
他会造作在他爱子里头那个救赎的大能。
And according to the great redemptive power in the beloved Son.
已经在我们里头成就那个救赎。
According to the accomplished redemption in us，
在我们的身上完成，靠着圣灵完成神的工作。
God will complete His work according to the Holy Spirit。
神的心意向他的儿女是开启的。
God's will, His purpose is always open to His children.
使徒保罗说，神乐意将他儿子启示在我的里头。
Apostle Paul said that it is the good pleasure of the Father to reveal His will to us.
今天神依然在圣灵里头乐意把他的儿子启示在我们里头。
Today, still, God is willing to reveal His purpose to us.In the Holy Spirit,
把他那个荣耀丰满的旨意启示在他的教会里头。
To reveal the glorious, abundant purpose of His in the midst of His church.
如果我们的眼睛被打开
，If only our eyes are open.
我们的帕子被揭去
，If only the veil is taken away in our heart.
我们求主恩待我们，我们就被吸引。
Now we ask the Lord to be gracious to us, then we will all be cleansed.
不但看见了，听见了。
Not only would we hear and see it,
我们说求主怜悯我们，我们愿意恩待我们，我们愿意走上这条主的道路。
But we'll be willing to walk in this way of the Lord, should He command His grace to us.
走上这条，让圣灵在我们里头训练我们，操练我们。
To walk in this way in which the Holy Spirit will train us, will discipline us.
好让我们这些人至终能够磨成神儿子的样式。
So that ultimately all of us will be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
好，我们低头一些祷告。
Shall we bow our heads and have a word of prayer?
主，我们满心感谢，实在是你恩典，让我们能够聚在你面前。
Lord, we are full of thanksgiving and praises that it is truly your grace that we could assemble ourselves in your sight.
我们说，我们蒙了何等大的恩典。
We have to say what a tremendous grace we have received.
我们说，你是何等的怜悯了我们。
We also say how you have been merciful to us.
我们真是求你继续带领你的百姓往前去。
We just ask that you continue to lead your people on in your way.
把你自己的心意。更多启示在我们里头。
So that you will reveal more of your purpose in our hearts.
把你自己要在我们每个人身上，要带领那个路，更多向我们显明。
Show us more clearly the way in which you want to lead us in.
哦，更多把那个顺服你的心放在我们里头。
Grant us more of this obedient heart.
好让我们愿意跟从你的脚中心。
So that we will follow your footsteps.
谢谢你恩待我们。
Lord, we just thank you for being so gracious to us.
我们祷告是靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. 有一个感谢。感谢主给我们这段时间一同来分享主话里面的宝贵。
Thank the Lord for giving us this time, for sharing with us something precious.
刚才我们弟兄提到说罗马书第八章正好在这个罗马书的中间。
Our brother just reminded us that Romans 8 is in the center of the book, of the book of Romans.
这罗马书一共有几章啊？
How many chapters are in the book of Romans?
16章哈。
16.
正好在中间。我刚才数了一下，罗马书的第一节啊到27节啊，这个灵啊，圣灵这个字啊，出现了几次啊？弟兄姊妹知不知道
？From Romans 1 chapter 8. Chapter 8 from verse 127. How many times does the word Spirit appear?
它出现21次。
It appears 21 times.
这二十七节圣经里面哈，在第八章里面，它出来圣经呢就出这个字啊就出现。